she had a fine glaze all over her body.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
I've been seeing all the stories in the paper about our ex-president's wife getting something done to her face.
Yeah, she got a facelift.
Had it fell?
Well, sort of.
What disease did she have?
Oh, it ain't a disease. It's an operation to make you prettier.
Oh, come on now, Jesse. What was it really?
Well, now, that's what it is. They take all the wrinkles out.
How can they do that?
Bet they sand them.
Oh, they just do it with an operation.
I wonder if they use fine or coarse grit.
Jesse, you got to be wrong. Now, you can't take out something that's already on the outside. Wrinkles have roots, don't they?
Sam, now, they tighten up the skin, and that makes the wrinkles go away.
Where is that adjustment, Mr. Jesse?
What adjustment, Leon?
One to tighten up your skin.
How do they do that with a knife, Jesse? Looks like that'd make it looser.
I bet you Adam's apple.
Now, just hush, Leon. I'm interested in this. Jesse, can they fix other things instead of your face?
Well, I reckon you got something in mind?
Well, yeah, it's kind of personal. Well, not really personal. Candace needs to gain some weight, but she can't seem to get up to what
she
wants.
Yeah, she is a bit on the thin side. Why don't she just eat stuff that'll make her gain weight?
Well, she's tried that. It don't seem to work on her.
Well, it works on me without even trying.
She tried eating nothing but donuts for about 10 weeks one time.
Well, now, that ought to help.
No, she lost 2 pounds, and she developed a thin glaze all over her body.
Mercy.
I'm surprised she didn't get hold.
She even tried a diet of nothing but buttered biscuits.
Well, now that's got to help.
Well, it helped a little, but she started passing out, scared me to death. They could only bring her to with large doses of log cabin syrup.
Uncle Cedar's oldest girl, Rosa Sharon, she's got a skinny problem.
Oh, she's really thin, is she?
No, she's same thickness all the way around. She's just skinny.
Well, now, that's what I was asking.
Well, they claim that when she takes a shower, she has to run around just to get wet.
Now, that's skinny.
Yeah, when she was a kid, Aunt Reese's wouldn't let her in the tub without a boat paddle tied across her waist.
Big drain, huh?
Well, no bigger than usual.
I think it's time to go get some air.
Hey, Mr. Buddy.
What's Jesse doing out there sitting on the air compressor?
I think he's kind of embarrassed. He couldn't explain to us how they do facelifts. How them doctors do that, Mr. Buddy?
Facelifts?
Yeah, ain't that what they call it?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, the doctor cuts a portion of the skin out, see?
What?
Well, a strip of skin, they cut it out at the rear of the loose area, and then they sew the two remaining edges together. That tightens up the skin.
Golly.
I think I'm going to get sick.
Daddy told me about a feller that got his nose cut off in the hay baler.
Mr. Buddy, hand me a pack of them Rolos.
Yeah, and they got sewed back on upside down somehow.
You want one, Mr. Buddy?
Daddy said every time he sneezed, blowed his head off.
Leon.
Real sad. He sneezed one day during a rainstorm, and he drowned it.